David Morales spends his days living between two languages. He's a Spanish-English interpreter in Nashville, helping clients in places like doctor's offices and courtrooms. His identity outside of work also sometimes feels stuck in between. He talks to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series and podcast, Movers and Thinkers.
David Morales was born and raised in Mexico City and considers himself Mexican. But his mom is from the U.S., and he grew up speaking both languages almost perfectly.
David, you describe yourself, I think, as fully bilingual and bicultural.
Well, I'm lying a bit there. It's I am fully bilingual. That is a fact. But I will always say that although I learn both languages at the same time, my mother tongue is Spanish. I've always, and I will always, speak better Spanish.
This works fine for his job as an interpreter. But then there's the issue of being bicultural. Can you really feel at home in two different societies with different values and shared experiences? Morales says even when you live in another country for decades and feel comfortable there, the one you grew up in is always dominant.
That stays for you. That forms you. And that is the basis for your thoughts when you become an adult. I've always been straddling both cultures. My mom was American, or from the United States. I am a Mexican, but I am what they call a passer, right? I pass as an American.
Do you feel more comfortable in a Mexican setting versus an American setting, or do you feel like you're always sort of not fully immersed in either?
Well, I'm definitely more comfortable when I'm with Mexican nationals or Latinos in general, Spanish speakers. I'm more comfortable, but then again, I've always been this weird guy that never fits in quite into all places.
But straddling two cultures actually comes in handy when interpreting is your day job. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with David Morales and other interpreters on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Listen on iTunes, Google Play, or on our website, WPLN.org.